K2RCL monitoring.
4HGX. Hey, Russell.
Hey, what's going on, Patrick? I tried to raise you on BMR, but I reckon you might not have been in the truck and had it on at the point I was trying.
Probably not. Most of the time I'm monitoring that at the house.
I got you. Got a little bit of a delay because I'm on EchoLink, but I can still read you pretty clear.
Sorry about that. I forget sometimes that there's that delay.
It's all good. Is it still raining out y'all's way, or is the sunshine come out for you?
The sun's starting to come out now, now that it's the end of the day.
We got clouds and a little misty rain right now at 1:30 in the afternoon.
So what part of California are you in?
We are currently in the town of Temecula, which is San Diego, down in the southern part. I think we're about an hour from the Mexican border right now and about an hour from the ocean. So either way, we got, you know, we could go either way and travel out, but this is where we're going to be set up for, it looks like the first month and a half of this contract, and then we don't know exactly where we'll move from here. It's all up to SCE on where they send us.
After that, so what kind of work are you doing now?
Believe it or not, I was hired on as a drone pilot. They do all the critical infrastructure inspections for Southern California Edison, the power company that covers Southern California. The company I work for is based out of Baltimore, Maryland, and they've got it set up where we basically come out here and we fly a drone over all of the power poles and power towers and take images off of them with a high-resolution camera, and then those are uploaded into a server and gone through by a line inspector, and they mark all the defects. Primarily, we focus on the high fire danger areas, trying to prevent as many electrical problems as they can before fire season starts.
Okay, roger that. Now, you just got your drone license earlier this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been flying off and on since 2016, but hadn't been doing anything technically commercial flying until now. I had to have my license in order to do it, and the benefit package and pay scale that they've got for these projects is it's pretty appealing. It was definitely worth the drive out here and to be here for about 6 months.
Well, roger that. I know you're looking forward to spending the winter somewhere where it's warmer. I know how you like that.
Yeah, I don't know how the summer is going to go. They say it get up about 107 here. But luckily, I won't be doing any manual labor, and a lot of times the guys that I've been talking to, they say they'll actually fly from the front seat of the car with the air conditioner on.
Well, at 107 degrees, that makes sense to me, but you better have a good air conditioner.
That's another perk of the job. They provide our vehicle out here, so I can't complain. It's usually something new, and they cover gas, too. And I'm glad, because it's about $4.70 a gallon out here.
I was looking today, and I think it was $2.79 a gallon here. Diesel's about $4.79.
I got you. That's a lot better than what it was. Diesel, you know, at $4.79, it was over $5 a gallon, I think, when we left. But we drove all the way across the country, followed I-40 across until we got to Arizona. And I don't think we paid over about $3.05 a gallon anywhere we stopped. But once we hit the middle of Arizona coming this way, you just watch the prices start climbing. And then once we crossed over into California on I-10, it just kept going up. And it doesn't seem like it's come down. But one of the locals said it was up to like $6.50 a gallon at one point, so they're pretty happy with it where it's at.
Yeah, that's a big improvement from there. But down in South Carolina, was it Friday, I believe it was, I got diesel for $4.06, so it's come down quite a bit down there, which is nice.
Yeah, I always remember the difference between North Carolina and South Carolina was the taxes on fuel. I think North Carolina was higher. That's why we always tried to fill up in South Carolina before we took off and went riding up to the Parkway or something like that.
Yeah, Roger that. Typically it is, but there's some places, if you get like over toward Greer, diesel fuel still $4.59, $4.79 a gallon over there last time I was down there, which has been about a week. And it's about the same price it is up here, but over in Brea, it's $4.06.
K2RCL for ID. Yeah, it sounds like the city agreed. I mean, Greer must have their hand in that pot somewhere.
04HKX. Yeah, I picked up on that. And I'd have to agree with you with having to pay the extra sales tax for being in the city.
Yeah, I hadn't been a fan of that whole city tax thing. But I guess that's something that they do, and I guess they feel like they have to, but I don't necessarily agree with it. But, man, not much we can do but pay it, either that or go somewhere else.
Pretty much. And I think if more people knew what was going on, they would go somewhere else. But the fact that most people are just oblivious to what's going on around them, they don't pay any attention. Because it's not that hard to get out of the city limits to go do what you need to do and get away from it.
I think it's that sheep's wool mentality. You can't see through it, so you just go with it and hope for the best.
Yeah, and that L.A. disease, I think that gets a lot of them, too.
Yeah, I can see that. But I don't think it's much different anywhere else. And after being out here for a little over a month and driving on some of the highways, Beth and I figured out why they legalized marijuana out here is to calm people down because everybody's so uptight and in a hurry and mad.
Roger that. It's been a long time since I've been into the big cities like that. I used to live right outside of Houston for a little while. And it's amazing the temperament difference when it comes to driving.
Yeah, it's crazy out here. During our training, we were only about 20 minutes from the hotel, but it would take an hour to get there, and you'd get out on the highway, and you'd have somebody in the middle lane running 50 miles an hour, somebody in the slow lane running 80, and then everybody in the carpool lane is stopped. It just made no rhyme or reason. But then when it started raining, traffic flowed really well. It was like they just all was in a hurry to get out of the rain or something, so everybody just took off and went down the road and we didn't have any problems. But as soon as the sun come out, it was traffic jam city. I guess they're looking at the sun. I don't know.
Hey, you never know. You never know what people are doing in a car anymore. They're awful distracted with the big 10-inch, you know, tablet there and all the little functions they can do with it and play with their radio and nav system and music and just, you know, a lot of distractions right there, and I think they're getting a little carried away with all that stuff.
Yeah, then you got some guy driving a Peterbilt with a ham radio in it. You know he ain't paying no attention.
That guy's bigger than they are. They need to get out of the way.
If you can't get through them, go over them.
It works great till one comes flying out past the stop sign and hits you in the side.
Yep, no doubt. That took a while to get that all straightened out. Did you finally get it all finalized, or are you still dealing with it?
I got the tool truck paid for, and I just give up on the rest of it. The lawyer didn't even call me back for a year, so I just washed my hands of all of it because it's like nobody wanted to do anything. It was too small for them to worry about, and they wouldn't go make enough money off of it, and I don't know. I was just frustrated with it. I got the truck paid for and moved on. I changed insurance companies, and anybody that has Allstate insurance needs to consider doing the same thing because they're the worst people on the planet to deal with next to Verizon.
Unfortunately, I think that's about the gist for most companies out there. The days of good customer service is going to the wayside. I don't know where we went astray, but something has went wrong somewhere.
Well, just my opinion, and I think a lot of it comes from all anybody's caring about is how cheap they can get something. They don't care about quality. They don't care about customer service. It's all about price, and that's all that matters to people anymore. With the big shopping online and all that, I mean, look, going into a store anymore, you can't get any customer service. Before long, you're going to have to unload the truck so you can get it out before, and then go ring it up to get out the building, too.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer at going to Lowe's, and they don't have any cashiers working. So I got to go through and ring my stuff up and figure out how to operate the machine with no training. I feel like I should get a discount on it, but at the end of the day, I think it all comes back. We can blame the electric company for all of it. If they had not developed electric heat, people would still have wood sheds and kids would still be going out behind a wood shed.
That's one way to look at it. Some of them need to go behind the wood shed, that's for sure.
Yeah, I remember the days of going out there to the edge of the yard and picking out my own hickory, because I knew if I picked one, I was going to get sent right back. The next one would probably break my back when I got hit with it, and then had to find the one that was right, kind of in between. And they said they'd be there in 5 minutes, and 30 minutes later, I'm still waiting, and, you know, they show up. That anticipation was worse than anything.
I remember learning that lesson, the Texas two-step, real quick. The do-si-do around in circles. Yeah. If you brought one that was not good enough, you went back and got another one and got another round of it.
That's it, no doubt about it. Them days is long gone, but, you know, we'll see how things go. We'll just keep plugging along. That's all we can do. Try to treat people the way we want to be treated, and hopefully it'll rub off and carry on, but I don't know. Society's went downhill, but hopefully we can make a comeback at some point.
Lead by the example you won't set, or set the example you want them to live by. I mean, that's all you can do. You can't make them do it, and you can't force them to, so. But that's it. So, did you have a good Christmas and getting ready for a big new year?
Yeah, we had a good Thanksgiving, Christmas. I think we're going to hang out here. It's starting to rain a little bit off and on here. I think we got a chance of it for the next 2 days. So we'll just kind of stay dry and kick back and listen to the rain fall on the roof. What about y'all? Everything go good for you?
Everything went good for Christmas. Going up to Pastor's house for New Year's. We get together and hang out up there and then make our way back across the county and hopefully not run into anybody or have any problems there. Then how everybody will like to get out and get their favorite drinks on tonight.
Yeah, I remember that. This was, it was either hit or miss when I was in the fire service. It was either going to be wide open or dead quiet. You just didn't know which way it was going to go. How's everybody else doing around town? I don't get to get on the radio much, so I don't hear nothing.
As far as I know, everybody's doing good. I hadn't heard anything any different, really, that I know of. I guess the best way to do it is when checking at the net on 9 o'clock is usually where you find out most of that information. Everybody will tend to share a little bit more and, you know, what they got going on and things like that. So if you ground, check in on the net at 9 o'clock. That's about the best way I can tell you.
Yeah, I have to try to catch it here. It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon here. It's usually about the time we're doing dinner. But I usually try to keep an eye on it, and if I can get on there and check in, I try to at least get on and do that.
Well, roger that, but it usually goes on. I know when I'm calling the net on Sunday nights, it usually takes me at least an hour, or sometimes a little longer, so maybe you got time after you get done eating, you can sit there and check in, or you can use the pre-net check-in. So, love to have you there, so love to keep up with you. I know you're out of the state now on the other side of the country, but still try to keep up with you.
Oh, yeah. It's good to talk to a couple people from back home occasionally and see what's happening on that side of the country. We out here on the, I guess, the weird side, I mean the west side of the country, so we can...
You dropped off there on the last little bit of that one. But, yeah, you're out there on that side that's a different way of thinking than most of us around here anyway. So be safe out there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We'll definitely do that. This is K2RCL for ID. But I think I'm going to probably jump off from here in a minute, and we'll see what we can get into for the rest of the afternoon. It was good to talk with you, Patrick. It's glad to hear from somebody back home. Hopefully everything goes good for you and everybody else out there on the repeater. So I will say 73s, and I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Well, Russell, it was good to hear from you today, and good to catch up a little bit. Sorry I missed you over on DMR. We'll have to set up a schedule for that so that I can keep up there. And if I need to, I can put it back in the truck pretty easy. It's pretty mobile. And so just let me know there. But you and Beth, take care. Good to hear from you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 73s.